Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Producer Tracy got quite a surprise last week.
Yeah, I did. I was laying on my bed and I was trying to get Ella to go to sleep. And all of a sudden my phone rings and I think nothing of it because I figured it was probably my mom or Scott was at the store. So I figured he was calling. And there's only one person in my phone that can make my heart race and I get nervous and I didn't know what to do. So I just didn't answer. And it was Donnie Wahlberg.
What?
No,
what?
From New Kids on the Block.
I look down and it says Donnie Wahlberg. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I'm like, I need the Burt Show to talk me through this conversation.
And she's not kidding. She literally called me and said, Donnie Wahlberg just called. What do I do? I'm like.
So you let it go to voicemail rather than talk to him?
What? I panicked. I didn't know what to do. Not only that, but I've got my 4-month-old baby laying next to me. I'm like, if she starts crying, what? I didn't know what to do, so I let it go to voicemail.
You could say, do you want to talk to your daughter?
Jeffrey. John Dollar. No. he left me a message and just said, Tracy Kinney, call me. And I was like, okay, but why? And what do I say? And if I get you, I don't know what to do. So,
and that came out of nowhere. I mean,
nowhere. I was completely shocked. I had no idea why he was calling me. I mean, I haven't seen him since he was in here in studio back. What was that, May, I guess it was, when I was 8 months pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the time you saw him before that was, how old's Ella now?
Jeff, I was already 7 weeks pregnant when I was at the New Kids concert.
Mm-hmm. Sure you were.
Right. And,
anyway, so I waited about 15 minutes until I was certain that the baby was asleep, and then I called him back, and I couldn't have seemed dorkier because I had such a bad connection that the entire phone call was like, I can't hear you. Are you there? I can't hear you. Huh? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
That sucks.
It was awful. So finally, all I heard him say was, I'll call you back. And then I waited, like I laid there in bed and waited for 2 hours waiting for him to call back, wondering why was he calling me? And he never called. So finally, I'm like, I'm not going to get any sleep unless I just completely turn my phone off. So I know that even if like I wouldn't know, you know what I mean? Like, I that way I could sleep. And then the next day,
did you tell Scott why you were all nervous and anxious and stuff, or did you just?
Yeah, he knew. He was totally cool with it. He said that he would take my phone and, you know, if I wanted him to, and he'd wake me up if he called. So he was cool.
Sure
about
he would.
That.
Yeah, hey Donnie, it's Scott.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll take
her
the
husband, the one who's going to raise Ella. You're welcome.
Aww. So that wasn't an option for you.
No. So then I just turned the phone completely off, and the next day I was driving home from work. Phone rings, and it's him again. So I picked up, and what he was actually calling for is he's having a party here in Atlanta on November 20th, and he wanted to personally invite all of us, plus he's going to come in studio that morning.
Oh, get out of here.
Nice. Yeah, and he's giving us tickets to give away.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's why he was calling, because he wanted to let us know
when you
personally.
See Tracy in about 2 weeks, totally
nice.
Dressed up.
I know, right?
Low cut top.
I've got 20 pounds to lose in 2 weeks.
And he's got a new song out, right?
That's why he's having the party. It's like a listening party. I think he's probably going to be performing, and we'll have tickets, and he'll be here in studio. So.
Tracy's not going to nurse Ella for 3 days prior, just so their boobs are like, pow!
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
People want to talk about the Josh Duhamel thing. This Nicole Forrester just came in. Spent about half an hour with us, and she is the dancer over at Tattletales that had one night stand with Josh Duhamel. That's what she's saying at the St. Regis. And a lot of people are very reluctant to hear her story, you know? I don't believe it. Not at all. But she says that it really isn't about cash anymore. I asked her the question, if he called up tomorrow and gave you $100,000 to go away, would you? She said, no. I don't know about all that. Good morning, Rhonda. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert. So how are you?
Good. How are you?
Look, I'm fine. Let me preface this because I can hear Melissa. She is totally wrong for what she did. But just take the $20,000 and go away because our kids are in middle school, and that's the hardest time, excluding high school.
Yeah.
You just take the money and run because if she cared about her kids, knowing that she's a stripper, she's destroying her kids' life right now with everybody knowing what she did.
13-year-old
boys. Take the money and go.
The 13-year-old boys there, her son's friends are going to give him such a hard time about it at this point.
Well, and I think we know that she wants the fame. Like, she's not going away. She doesn't want to go away. She wants the fame because she would have put it, like, you're not going to go, yes, believe me or not believe me. That's life in general. People are going to believe you sometimes. Sometimes people aren't going to believe you. This is national news now. Just go away and let it go.
Do you guys believe her story?
I just sent Tracy in the hall. I don't want to believe it, but it seems like, I mean, it's a true story. I think the reaction comes from how much of a fan you are of, you know, Josh Duhamel and Fergie. And I like them as a couple, and I hate to, you know, I would have liked to have known a really hot guy staying faithful to his really hot wife, and they're a cute couple, and they could make it work, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
I don't know, believe it or not believe it, I just think that she doesn't have her kids' best interests in mind because she told Bert that she was excited about now being the dancer at Tattletales that was going to be, oh, that's the one that's at the center of this Josh Duhamel controversy, mm-hmm. and that was going to bring her more customers and more money and more fame. So her kids aren't her ultimate concern because if they're upset with her and her son said, Mom, you're disgusting, and she's still going to keep doing it, like there's that's not the motive. Like, her kids and her concern for her kids isn't the motive.
There are women who go in there and try to have sex with her just because, you know, if you have sex with somebody, you've had sex with everybody they've had sex with. So they'll be able to say.
They slept with Josh Duhamel.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe her?
Yes.
Yeah, Wendy, you believe her?
Yeah, I believe her. I just think her motive's off, like Jen said.
I think there's a difference between believing her and liking her. I believe her.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think there's so much celebrity attached to... all, like, to anybody that big, I mean, he's A-list. Mm-hmm. There's so much celebrity and potential money and fame attached to somebody that big, it would not surprise me if the whole thing was made up.
She sounded pretty confident when she was talking about having those text messages saved. It's the only part of the entire interview where she really sounded confident.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And her attorney, who was standing in the back, was, like, nodding and, confirmed that they're on there.
Well, you guys can believe it. I don't have to.
Yes, you do. It has to be unanimous.
We're in this together.
We're not going on. Good morning, Q100. Well, hi.
If it was coming in the form of a seance, you'd believe it.
If Yellowtail was telling us.
Channel it.
Good morning, Youssef. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing, Virgil?
Okay, sir. How are you?
All right. Long-time listener. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I had to call up on this. I just want to say that for the most part, usually, guys cheating on his wife gets no love from you guys. You guys, it seems to me, have like a huge crush on Josh Duhamel, the whole lot of you. And so therefore, you're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and blast this woman. Now, from what I heard of the story was, they were going to use the story anyway, because he bragged about it. Mm-hmm. She didn't bring it up. They were
going
to use the story anyway, and she had no choice. It was either get nothing out of it except good sex from Josh Duhamel, or make some cash. I can't blame her for that.
I'm
if they're
going to
use the story anyway, and her name is going to be out there, make some loot.
That's her story. Oh,
right.
The
and
Inquirer came to me.
I know you don't.
Oh, the Inquirer.
But I do.
You know, they were going to print it in. That's her story. We haven't heard his side of the story.
That's the only
thing. And you're not going to hear his side of the story because he was wrong too, and he's got more to lose than she does, and he's not going to say anything. He's not, because that's just the way the stars get down. You know that. He's not going to say a word.
That was the
He's
only
going to try
part,
to sweep it under the rug.
The only part of our story that I question is how the Inquirer found out, because if this is what he does, I don't believe, if he is this type of person, I don't believe he went to the set and bragged about it to anyone. I just don't think
right.
you do that.
That doesn't make a lot of sense
yeah,
either.
I do
but you know guys that do that.
But still,
but
I mean,
not A-list celebrities.
Yeah, not if you have that much to lose.
But why does that play such a large part in the credibility or not credibility if the bottom line is still the bottom line that they did
sleep
together?
The bottom line is that he cheated on his wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She cheated with him.
Yeah.
You know, she did it. She's wrong. He's wrong.
Agreed.
But don't lambast her and say that she's, like, uncredible and she's a gold digger and all of that and give her the never once say anything negative about Josh Duhamel.
Well, I will
not
say
one
that,
time.
Well, that's
look,
not necessarily
four
that's
or five
necessarily
of us
true.
Said that we think that she's telling the truth.
Yeah,
what else
that's
do you
not
want?
Necessarily true that we are not, I mean, he did cheat on his wife. And I said I didn't want to believe it because I want to believe that a good-looking guy, I just said it, you know, but it doesn't look, and that's very disappointing for me. But I think that another thing, if it is true, that he not only manipulated the, you know, to cheat on his wife, but I also think, well, how tacky is it to go to strip clubs to find people to enjoy your time in on location with? Because I think because I think the reason she doesn't have credibility for a lot of people is because of what she does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So in his case, if this is all true, then that's where he goes. Because let's say just in case it gets out, he can say, well, I mean, she's a stripper. What else is she going to say? And it almost puts her in a position of being trapped, like, okay, you were there for a good time, but I'm going to make sure that it never gets out because you're a stripper. Nobody's going
to
believe you.
Jen, if she was a teacher and not
I
a stripper.
Still think, to me, it doesn't have to do with her. It has to do with him and the mega amounts of celebrity and fame and money attached to him. I think anybody can make up any story, regardless of what it is.
So you think this story is completely made up?
I don't know what to believe, but I think it is absolutely possible that he's that famous and he's got that much money and that much attention in the spotlight that somebody could completely fabricate it mm-hmm. all.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
I don't agree with what this girl is doing, but for the part, she's playing it smart because if she takes the money that this guy's offering her, she is going to be gone. But this girl, she wants to be famous. She wants to be out there. She wants mm-hmm. people to see her. And I think, I mean, by playing it this way, she's going to get more money and more attention. And then later on, her 15 minutes, you know, fame is going to be gone. But still, I mean, she's going to be trash.
Yeah, I don't even think she's got 15 minutes ahead of her. I think it's probably done over the next 48 hours.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because we live in a reality world, and I think people, you know, she made a comment based on what she thought you said, Bart, which you didn't say, was about making a movie out of it. But, I mean, we live in a media culture in which people would definitely pick her up for some show or interviews or to be a guest celebrity, you know, celebrity quote-unquote on something because she's the girl that Josh Duhamel slept with. Absolutely.
But if
why does she have more credibility to you than his camp?
Well, she's got details, and she says she's got logs and she's got texts. Have we seen them? No. But I just felt like the story could be yeah.
I can't believe that someone would come on the radio and tell the story with that much detail, days, times, claim to have proof, to an A-list celebrity who would sue her to shut her up.
And she's with her attorney.
And she's here with an attorney. So, like, not saying that that gives her credibility, but
but you are saying that because all of you guys believe her story.
Right.
Because, top to bottom.
Because
parts
I don't,
of it.
I believe the majority of it because I don't know what type of person and what type of lawyer would put themselves in a situation where they are saying such blatant untruths. If that story is not true, we will hear from Camp Duhamel today, probably telling us never to play that again and offering us proof that this lady is a complete psychopath and liar. But
so I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but see, I think if she comes out and says it, and then we're like, well, did he text it? Yes, I deleted him. Okay, well, do you have phone records? We'll see. It was a temporary phone that I don't have anymore.
Well, that's what she started to say. I was calling him from my friend's phone.
She said that once, leaving the St. Regis.
But she said she has text messages saved.
She has the text messages, and she has numbers that he called.
I'm just asking, why is she more credible than his side of the story?
Yeah, I just answered that.
Because she says she has proof. None of which anybody's seen yet.
He just gave you four or five different examples of why.
Yeah, she came on the air and said publicly, this is all fact, and I
But I can't see where Jen's coming from. I agree, she's saying it, and she had a lawyer in the corner of the room nodding. That's all we've got.
And I can't imagine a situation where someone would do that for the notoriety and for the money and put themselves in a situation to be sued so significantly.
Here is Mary. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. She's with Jen. Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser. We can't recognize your voice.
Yeah. Look, my roommate is working on the movie. I don't want to say what she's doing on the movie because it's, you know, confidential information. She's in a position where she's had some, you know, one-on-one time with Josh Duhamel while waiting for the next, you know, wherever assignment he has to be in. And he's just torn up by this whole story. He wasn't even staying at the St. Regis that night. He was at a different hotel. All he ever talks about is Fergie, you know, before this whole story came up. And so it's just, I mean, I don't believe one second of her story. And like you guys are saying, I mean, even if she doesn't get money from the Josh Duhamel people, I mean, look at all the people that they put on reality shows these days. And as for the lawyer, I mean, he also has something to gain because, you know, he can start representing celebrity clients or whatever. So, I mean, that's my take.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning, Gary. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Burt Show.
What's going on, hey, Gary?
It's amazing. I was listening to that. She's a stripper. She hit her goal. That's her. That's what she's been waiting on. Everybody in the club recognized them, and like she said, she's aggressive. She was the first one to jump on, and then she just, I believe she was in hot pursuit the whole time, and she was setting this up from the beginning.
And that's, again, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Jen. If she was a teacher, would you have a totally different opinion?
Well, I mean, I guess it comes in that scenario, but I believe that when he walks into an establishment looking for the attention of another woman and she spotted him and she had the ability to pursue him in that manner, then so be it. But I believe, you know, if the teacher would have had that position and she thought she could have made a quick 20 off of it, then, you know, that's the scenario that we'd have to deal with then, too.
Well, my thing is that, you know, like a couple sides of it, like she could make a quick 20, but let's say that she said, you know, I could get more than 20 for this. And that's why she's doing what she's doing, because she can get more than 20 for it now.
You think she'll get paid to shut up?
Something, you know, because I thought when she said 20, I thought 20 for an A-list celebrity, you know, scandal. And, you know, so I think that she may be going after more money for this. But I also was telling Tracy in the hallway, like, I think we all judge people based on if they come forward with too much information, we criticize them. But if people are chased down and they're like, I'd rather not talk about it, it was private, I don't want to think about it, we would give her more credibility. Mm-hmm. So you say if it's a teacher, well, let's say it's a teacher that didn't talk to anybody. And people kept camping out on her front lawn, and she kept trying to get to her car and said, I don't want to talk about it. I have nothing to say. We'd give them credibility. We'd say, okay, well, you know, it's okay because she's not after money. And I think the reason that this woman is being so criticized, one, because she's a stripper, and two, because she's so aggressive with the story.
Hey,
and
Jamie,
proactive about it.
Yeah, hey. I got to tell you guys, I believe her 100%. 100%. I think that the fact that, well, I mean, you know, anybody could be a liar, but the fact that she swore on the souls of her children is number one. Number two, she's got to be very angry because she's, you know, trying to hide the fact that she's doing this thing she's obviously not too proud of for a living from her kids. Now her kids know, so she's got to have, I think her agenda is twofold. I think one is that she's angry and she wants to get something out of it, and even if it's just salvaging that little piece of credibility that she's telling the truth is number one. And number two is that she wants to, I think, probably get some sort of compensation for it at some point. I think that...
Well, she's going to get paid one way or the other. I mean, if it's not going to be from a tabloid giving her $50,000, then it's going to be in people coming to Tattletales to see her. She's getting paid.
Because what she has not told and what she's not been paid for yet is the details of the evening and the details about Josh Duhamel. There's plenty she has not said.
And
so there's plenty she get paid for.
Right.
Or the text messages, the call logs, all of that is worth money to her.
See, maybe. Mm-hmm.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You want to talk about the McCann thing or you want to talk about the
Well,
China?
I think it's so fresh and we're all so fascinated by...
I missed the beginning of this because this is out of the studio.
A glimpse into the personalities of the people in the room.
And you didn't even hear the best part of the story, which was in the halls last week.
Okay.
Which I don't even know.
I did
know
not hear this.
Who remembers? But Brian McCann, catcher for the Atlanta Braves, has a charity softball game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And There's a bunch of people participating in it. Among those, me, Bert, and Jen. And so Brian is going to come in and promote this. So in the halls...
By the way, I'm the only lesbian that does not play softball.
So that's why I'm not participating.
Save that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not participating, because I cannot play the game. And I've just revoked my lesbian card.
So the...
And after going to Pride with you and playing softball, everybody's going to think I am.
That's right.
So the game is not this Friday, but next Friday. And I mentioned to Bert, we were actually in the downstairs lobby of the building. I was leaving, and he was coming back in, and I just casually passed and said, "Hey, just a heads up, I think McCann's coming in next week to talk about the softball game." And Bert stopped the elevator and said, "What day?" Like, more, because Tracy or I, conversations like that in the hall never garner a reaction. It's just a heads up, you know, whoever is going to be on the show with us. Hey, Usher's coming to the studio next week. Oh, okay, cool. Because it's all written down in the computer. He stopped the elevator. He's like, "What?" Is who's coming in? I said, "Brian McCann." He said, "What day?" Like, angrily. And I'm like, I said, "I don't know. Sometime next week. I don't know."
It wasn't anger. It was concern.
And I said, "What's the big deal?" And he said, "I got to practice my pitch." Bert claims that he has an unhittable wiffle ball pitch.
It can't be touched.
And
no way.
I kid you not, has been for years trying to get in front of a professional baseball player to prove that his wiffle ball pitch is unhittable.
It can't be hit.
And is this what you've been throwing to Hayden?
No. This is years ago. I'll give you the history behind this pitch.
Oh Lord.
You want to describe what kind of ball it has to be in order to hit it?
Well, yeah, there are a difference in wiffle balls. And it can't be, as I was trying to instruct Jeff today, I can't have the ball that has all the little circular holes in it. That's one kind of wiffle ball. There's another one that just has like weirdly shaped holes in the very top of it. That's the wiffle ball I need. Here's how it all started.
So you have to have a special wiffle ball for your special pitch.
There's more movement.
That no one can hit.
Look, there's more movement on that one than there is the one with all the holes in it.
See, this is like a real seance, because Bert's expression really does change. And his voice changes when he talks about this unhittable wiffle ball.
Because he did say,
if we're going to talk about this, I need complete silence.
Step right up to the plate, Brian McCann.
If you're going to mock the unhittable pitch, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen.
This is
Cooperstown worthy.
Oh, my God.
Riddle us this, Batman.
The reason it just came up is because I said that I was going to go to Toys R Us and just get a couple wiffle balls. And Bert's like, no.
Got to get yourself the right kind of wiffle ball. Let me just tell you.
I'll take care of this, Jeff.
Let me give you the history on it. And this is going to sound like such a guyish thing here. But back in college... Me and my roommates, we had like, there was like five of us. We had a wiffle ball league.
Is this when you lived at Disgrace Land?
No, this is way before Disgrace Land.
Okay.
This is back at San Diego State.
This is a whole different kind of disgrace.
Whole different ballpark we're talking about here. So there were like four or five of us that lived in this apartment. And we used to go out and we used to play wiffle ball. It was like a round robin tournament. And to see who's the best wiffle ball player. We'd go downstairs, and there was like a Kmart, and you go out, and it was like official wiffle ball stuff. You get like your duct tape, you got to have a strike zone, and if the guy could hit it a certain length, it's a single. Another length, it's a double, triple, and you got your home runs. I was undefeated because of one pitch.
Does it have a name?
The unhittable pitch. Yeah, it's called the unhittable wiffle ball pitch.
Oh.
You know why? It's unhittable. So, like, the standings would read something like this. 20 wins, no losses for Bert. Jerry, 10 wins, 10 losses. Tony would be 8-12. Bert, undamned defeated.
Because of the special wiffle ball.
What wiffle ball? Not the wiffle ball.
The special wiffle ball?
The unhittable wiffle ball pitch.
Can we somehow package that story from a news, you know, sportscaster? You know, how if you really were being inducted in Cooperstown and they talk about your pitch, mm-hmm. we have to have this done
What's
before next
Cooperstown?
Week.
What's Cooperstown?
What? I don't even know what that
baseball,
is either.
Baseball Hall of Fame. Hello?
I don't know what that is.
Which I think there's actually a wiffle ball Hall of Fame, too.
You're in
is
it.
Is there?
Isn't it the unhittable?
I don't think I've been nominated yet, but after I strike out Brian McCann, I will be.
Oh, God.
You are aware that in the game you're playing, and there's a bunch of Braves. Like, Chipper will be there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Chipper Jones.
I got to watch this. Well,
but Brian is the only one that's coming in here, right?
Yeah, but you'll be on the softball field with Chipper
softball.
And everybody.
Softball, not whiffball.
No, but I mean, if we bring the whip, like you're saying, it's unhittable. Like, but I'm just saying you're making the, you're doing the same thing you did with Zaza, which is you're making these allegations within days of being around people who do this for a living.
There's a sidebar conversation.
The Braves
don't
play wiffle ball for a living.
Oh, Brian McCann is probably destined for the Hall of Fame. And I've always wondered if this thing could be hit by a major leaguer. And now I have the opportunity. This has sort of been in the back of my head now for 20-something years. And now I've got the opportunity to try the unhittable pitch against a real major leaguer, an all-star nonetheless. It's on.
You're going to be practicing today?
Well, here's the thing. He's coming in when?
I haven't firmed it up yet, but I'll make sure you have plenty of notice. It's going to be next week, probably Wednesday.
Because there's a certain amount of arm soreness that will go with practicing, and my arm can't be tight.
Are you going to rest?
Really?
You're going to put yourself in rotation.
Well, you have to. Yeah, if I were to practice today, I'm going to need at least 4 days for the soreness to go away.
Do we need ice for the day so you can ice it up?
See, now you're just being ridiculous.
Are you going to go to four different? Are you going to go to four different stores and get four different wiffle balls so you can get the exact right one?
No. It's a standard wiffle ball. And I'm only trying to be patient.
Well, then why don't you let me
I'm
buy
being
it.
Patient of your ignorant questions.
Let me go buy
oh,
it.
Oh, jeez.
Why don't you let me go buy your wiffle ball?
Because you won't get the right kind. You'll get the one with all the little holes in it, and I need the one with just the holes on top. And it has to be standard yellow wiffle ball bat also.
What difference does the bat make?
A ton of difference.
I'm just curious, on this place where you guys live, did you have the score written on the wall somewhere?
No, we had it on a dry erase board. The standings were on a dry erase board in the apartment.
Yeah,
in the living room, like that you could check on all the time.
I'm going to get Jerry and I'm going to get Tony on with us over the next couple of days.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Because I bet they're still bitter about my undefeated wiffle ball season. Oh,
what does the ball do?
It kind of...
It doesn't get hit. That's what it does.
I'll tell you what,
that's all you need to know.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jeff. I see somebody on hold on 5. I just don't know if we need to fire up the voice
discussion. I'm assuming that's her. I got weirded out because I went to get her phone number from Tracy and the door was closed. And that means she's
pump.
Stop.
Pump.
I can't even go near the office when that's happening.
Because Tracy's still breastfeeding, so
Stop.
She's pumping.
If she closes the door and all the blinds are closed so you can't see in, obviously.
Yeah. That means that she's sucking the milk out of breast.
Stop.
She's breastfeeding in the office.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Nothing.
Boom, boom.
I'm trying
boom,
to instant boom. Messenger right now.
Tracy's milk is coming out.
You want to pick up 5?
I'll just ask her.
She's milking herself.
Is that the name of her elf? Milk yourself.
Milk yourself elf.
Milk your elf.
I thought she was in there pumping the other day, and then I heard Jeff's voice, and I'm like, wow, they have really gotten close.
She has a specific Snuggie for that. When Jeff and her have to have a meeting and she has to pump.
Will you stop putting me in that world?
The breastfeeding Snuggie with
flap.
Oh, my God. They're going to so do that.
That's a brilliant idea.
Like
patent that.
Okay.
Got it.
I'll call Snuggie today.
Good morning, Paula. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, God. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Paula.
How are you today?
I have a problem, so I could be better.
Well, the floor is yours. Go for it.
I'm in a relationship that's going very well. We've been together for about a year and a half, and I have a strong feeling that there is a proposal coming up during the holidays. Mm-hmm. I've had a few hints, which I would absolutely love. I mean, this guy is the love of my life, and I want to marry him, so that's all great. The problem is the entire relationship has been based on a little bit of a lie, which...
A little bit of a lie.
The entire relationship based on a little lie.
Just a little one.
Entire relationship.
What did
I
you...
didn't realize that it was such a big deal until recently, but now I'm freaking out.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what I this know. Is. Because there is a scenario that's playing in my mind where I can sort of understand it. First start going out, you're not looking to the future.
Yeah, right.
Why not just get through this? I'll lie a little bit. I'm not going to see this guy, but for 3 weeks.
What happened was...
you see?
What had happened was...
So, before we got together, my boyfriend was... he was previously engaged to another woman, mm-hmm. and she cheated on him, and she broke his heart. I mean, their wedding was entirely planned when mm-hmm. he found out, and mm-hmm. they had to call the wedding off just a month before the wedding. You know, they lost a lot of money. I mean, it was a big fiasco. And a mutual friend, you know, a friend of mine thought that I would be absolutely perfect for this guy and wanted to set us up. So she got this wacky idea in her head to sort of set us up by telling him that I was going through a similar situation as like a way to pique his interest in me. So basically, you know, she said, you know, I know this girl. I think you two would really hit it off. You know, she went through something very similar. She was engaged. She was cheated on. They broke up. So, you know, it wasn't me who told the lie in my defense a little bit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me who told the lie to begin with. It was this friend. But he kind of entered into dating me, you know, thinking that we had this thing in common that we did not have in common.
Well, let me ask a question. So, okay, it's one thing for him to have that perception. Did you all have intimate, deep conversations about the emotions that come from such turmoil? Like, did you have conversations about your being cheated on?
Yes. At the beginning of the relationship, when we were first getting to know each other, we did have those kinds of conversations. Mm.
So he's like, this hurts so bad. And you're like, oh, I know. I can't get over it either.
Oh,
like,
God.
I mean, I tried to always kind of steer the conversation a little bit, you know, away from that or, you know, try not to.
It's too painful. I don't
want to talk about any more than I had to just keep things going. But
I can't bear
all,
to drag
you know,
up
really
these
in the
made up memories.
Of the relationship. And now, you know, it's a non-issue. I mean, for the past year, we haven't talked about it. It hasn't come up. It's just really a thing of the past. So it's not something that I even think about anymore. But then it sort of resurfaced recently.
Oh, how?
I am nervous. We were visiting some old friends of his from high school. We went back to his hometown. He was introducing me to people he knew as, you know, a child. And we were at a bar one night with some old buddies of his, and they were, you know, asking about how we met. And he went into this long story about how, you know, we were so perfect. It was so meant to be because we both just lost our fiancés and, you know, had been cheated on. And we both got this exact same experience.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like, you know, like how significant that was to him. And I just didn't realize, I guess, that he felt that was like such a strong thing drawing us together, you know, like I had sort of forgotten about it almost in this weird way. And I think that he's like basing a lot of our whole relationship on that fact. And now I don't know what to do.
It's the lie of destiny. Mm. The lie that brought them together.
Oh, wouldn't it be a lie of fate, though, because it was a negative thing?
Well, we'll find out. If he breaks up with her, it's the lie of fate.
It's not the same timeline as Duhamel. He's got 48 hours.
You can't keep it going, though, because if you guys actually go through with it and get married, he's going to meet your family, and it's going to come up with one of your family members. Like, yeah, I know she was engaged before, but I'm going to make it right this time. And your family's going to be like, what?
Huh?
She was engaged to who? We didn't know about that.
Didn't even think about that.
Oh, God. I know. It just seemed so, like, simple at the beginning and just, like, this not a big deal and this non-issue that just would really, like, fade away.
Well,
and it did fade away until, you know, recently.
My gut instinct says to come clean with him, and I think he's going to be a little bit upset by the whole thing, but it's certainly little. I don't think it's a breakupable offense.
I thought the same thing until she just said what he said to his friends.
I say get your girlfriend, whoever told you this guy the lie, get her to tell him.
No way.
No. Yes,
you've got to tell.
No, because she had conversations with him about it. You need to stick to instant message conversations.
Get your friend to tell
him. Blame your friend.
Oh, it's her fault. She started it.
Right. No, but she continued it.
We will take your calls, your advice calls. 404-741-Q100 for Paula. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, her whole relationship is based on sort of this foundation of a lie. He gets broken up with by a girl who he's engaged to that cheated on him, and Paula's friend tells him that, oh, you know what? I've got a girlfriend that's going through the exact same thing. You should meet her. You got this in common. And it was a lie, and Paula kept the lie going through the months. And now they're a year and a half into the relationship, and it looks like they're about to get engaged, and she's not sure she should come clean with this guy or not. So what to do?
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.